I'm Trace Yellis with your 12th District Legislative Update with Senator Brad Hawkins. And Senator, there was news this week that the state is bringing in more money than expected. Can you explain that?
Yes, the state recently released an updated revenue forecast, and that is a process that the state issues quarterly where they look ahead at the projected revenues for the future. And fortunately, we got some really good news in Washington State, even despite the pandemic. There's an additional $3.3 billion more revenue coming in than what was originally projected. And looking ahead over the next 4 years, which we budget every 2 years, but we have a four-year outlook, the state revenues are expected to be an additional $5.2 billion beyond what was projected. So certainly no need for a capital gains income tax. And with the influx of federal dollars as well coming from the stimulus packages, I think our state is well positioned to balance its budget without taxes if that's something that the budget writers choose to pursue.
Well, speaking of budgets, what's the status at this point?
The state will be releasing its 2021 to 23 operating budget. What happens is the Senate produces a proposed budget, the House produces a proposed budget, the governor has already released his own budget proposal, and in the end, both chambers, House and Senate, will approve their version of the budget and ultimately need to come into agreement as a legislature, and that bill would be signed by the governor. So if all three, House, Senate, and executive branch, agree on one document, we can ultimately get to a budget. The budget could be in the neighborhood of approximately $54 billion for the state operating budget. Looking ahead with the additional spending that's likely to take place in our state, plus the extra taxes that are being proposed, we expect the budget could be greater than that. But in addition to an operating budget, the state will also be unveiling and ultimately passing a two-year transportation budget and a two-year capital budget. So over the next several weeks, as we approach the end of the legislative session, we'll need to approve all three budgets, operating, transportation, and capital, to adjourn the session on schedule.
With your 12th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Brad Hawkins.